Into the Fray, or Code Generation and the Search for Motivation to Learn Programming. It is hard to make money from programming all by yourself, because the products you compete against are usually made by multiple people. I suspect most times you are up against a startup that didn't quite take off. So there is like 4 or 5 people with nothing to do. Only the huge startups that require money to stay afloat shut down. The small clever ones transform and evolve. Here, those guys will see that they have failed and look at the good decisions they have made. Things they bought that really worked for them despite their general failure. And it will just make sense to start producing those things for other startups. Here, failure makes them strong and mature. It gives them powerful optics and a clearer vision forward. And by contrast, as fancy as their original idea was, it now becomes a bittersweet embarrassment. Usually, the lesson that they take away is do one thing well and make sure that customers are already waiting and willing to pay. In other words, they begin fixing problems that people actually have and are ready to pay for. Personally, I do not think that it is a good idea for a startup to shut down because it didn't work at first. I think all startups should just continue transforming until they finally find something. Other times, programmers will hire other programmers, especially if they are in a country with a weak economy where code costs less per line. As ordinary as a group of friends making a startup. Okay, this just perfectly captured what it's like to record poetry on Sundays. I spent the whole day programming and it worked great. But now, I have a huge poem to read and still a video chapter to put out. This is gonna be a long evening. As ordinary as a group of friends making a startup is, the lone programmer is the freaking opposite. They are a force of chaotic good, perfectly impenetrable genius, and a Niagara fall of raw and unrefined creativity, unleashed and gushing everywhere. But by far, the most intimidating side of their personality is that damn sense of humor that has ages ago surpassed anything and everything. Now, the fuel behind their power is the time that the company that hired them is freaking paying for. A proper corporate programmer works less than an hour a month, and it is considered a total failure and bad etiquette to do any work at all. Contrary to the stories, they don't surf the internet. That's what news people writing these articles do. The programmers build. They program, they invent, they solve impossible challenges. They refine their skills, and they become a silent and invisible force of nature. Thousands of their computer programs are scattered across multiple accounts, most of which they no longer care about. And although the code is hard to read and may mix tabs and spaces, it is as genius as anything created by world-renowned scientists. They just don't give a shit about rewards and awards and medals. They enjoy the challenge itself. You will find it difficult, though not impossible, to compete against them. Usually, though, you just send them a cake as a sign of respect and recognition. This is where you start. Among the great hackers, programmers so capable that they first laugh at the word hacker and then they reinvent it to adorn themselves with. And your tools must be on point. Everything you do must be wise, and your choices must be always impressive. The path ahead of you is nothing short of enlightenment itself. So it's hard to make mistakes here. It's hard to stray. Simply choose the greatest challenges and let them grant you powers to smash the ones that you previously thought impossible. Choose the most popular programming language so that you never have to switch to a new one. Pick one that will not slow you down with data types and manual memory management. Today, and for foreseeable future, that language is JavaScript. It is often made fun of by people who chose the wrong language to start with. So just ignore them, or make fun of their language. It's probably really slow and full of stupid little quirks anyways. And choose the hardest challenge, one that is well within your grasp, and it goes in harmony with your programming language of choice. Choose code generation as your mightiest challenge. Do it with friends or without. Code generation is a great teacher. And it holds the promise of helping you automatically generate products that go directly on sale. The idea behind code generation is simple. Most of the code that is written in a program is just fluff. Fluff. Why does this sound weird? I'm going to bleep this out. Most of the code that is written in a program is just fluff. Fluff and boilerplate to glue all the pieces together. With code generation, you just focus on the important parts of your program and leave all the boring boilerplate copy and paste stuff to the generator. It makes perfect sense. Code generators use simple template engines. They don't need to know what the code is about. You just kind of apply a layer of if statements on top. I recommend using EJS as it allows you to use plain JavaScript to manipulate the underlying JavaScript. It's pretty cool. There are advanced techniques such as parsing the JavaScript abstract syntax tree, but that introduces far too much complexity for the results that it brings. That stuff is so complex that it's basically useless. I will say, though, that sweet.js is a nice example of interacting with the AST, though it is somewhat off-topic here. It's not meant for generation. As to what code to generate, at least at first, well, start with website themes. I think everyone always starts with website themes and templating HTML. It's a good start. It's good exercise. It's a mighty teacher. The advantage of using a code generator is that you should be able to easily update your code as the underlying libraries change. This is something that a lot of people forget. Once you sell your product, the thing is not yet over. You then have to support it for a reasonable stretch of time and keep it bug-free, and as you go on, update it. So a code generator is like a magical invention for this type of thing. At the very least, working on generating products that are ready for sale at the click of a button is a great motivator for learning programming with JavaScript and all the surrounding technologies.